This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures 2020, and today, 239 of our journey through the Bible. We are reading through the Scriptures in 1 year using the Orthodox Study Bible. I'm Father Alexis, and today is August 27. Our readings today will be from Song of Songs, chapter 3 and chapter 4, Psalm 50, verses 1 through 10, Proverbs chapter 10, verses 23 through 27, and 1 Corinthians chapter 8. And we're continuing in Solomon's beautiful Song of Songs today. St. Paul, in his epistle to the Ephesians, compares the mystery of marriage to the mystery of Christ and the church. There is an intimacy, a devotion, a passion to God's love for his people. We should remember that always. Let's begin. The Song of Songs, chapters 3 and 4. I sought him whom my soul loves. I sought him, but did not find him. I called him, but he did not hear me. I will rise now and go about the city, in the marketplaces and the streets. I will seek him whom my soul loves. I sought him, but did not find him. The watchmen who do their rounds in the city found me, and I said to them, "Have you seen him whom my soul loves?" Scarcely had I departed from them when I found him whom my soul loves. I held him and would not let him go until I brought him into my mother's house, into the chamber of her who conceived me. I implore you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the hosts and powers of the field, that you rouse not nor wake my love until he wishes. Who is this who comes up from the desert like pillars of smoke, offering incense, myrrh, and frankincense, with all the fragrant powders of the perfumer? Behold the bed of Solomon, 60 mighty men round about it, from the mighty ones of Israel, all holding a sword and trained in war. Every man has his sword upon his thigh because of fear in the night. King Solomon made a palanquin for himself from the trees of Lebanon. He made its pillars of silver and its back of gold, its covering crimson, its interior a mosaic of love. Because of the daughters of Jerusalem, go forth and look at King Solomon, at the crown with which his mother crowned him in the day of his wedding, and in the day of the gladness of his heart. Behold, you are beautiful, my companion. Behold, you are beautiful. Your eyes are like doves behind your veil. Your hair is as flocks of goats coming down from Gilead. Your teeth are as flocks of shorn sheep that went up from the washing, all of them bearing twins, and none among them is barren. Your lips are like a thread of scarlet, and your manner of speech is pleasant. As the rind of a pomegranate are your cheeks behind your veil. Your neck is like the Tower of David, the one built on courses of stone. 1,000 shields hang upon it, all the arrows of the mighty men. Your two breasts are like two fawns, twins of a gazelle, that feed among the lilies. Until the day dawns and the shadows depart, I will go my way to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of frankincense. You are altogether beautiful, and there is no blemish in you. Come from Lebanon, my bride, come from Lebanon. Beginning with faithfulness, you shall come and pass through from the top of Senir and Hermon, from the dens of lions and the mountains of leopards. My sister, my bride, you ravished my heart. You have ravished my heart with one look from your eyes, with one jewel of your necklace. My sister, my bride, how beautiful are your breasts! How much more beautiful are your breasts than wine, and the fragrance of your garments than all the spices! Your lips, my bride, drip as the honeycomb. Honey and milk are under your tongue, and the fragrance of your garments is as the scent of Lebanon. My sister, my bride, is an enclosed garden, a sealed fountain. Your plants are a garden of pomegranates, with the fragrance of a fruit harvest, and aromatic plants, spikenard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with every tree of Lebanon, myrrh, aloes, with all the finest spices, a fountain of gardens, a well of living and rushing water from Lebanon. Awake, O north wind, and come, O south wind, blow through my garden, and let my spices flow out. Let my beloved come to his garden and eat of its fruits. Psalm 50, verses 1 through 10. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your great mercy, and according to the abundance of your compassion, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my lawlessness, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my lawlessness, and my sin is always before me. Against you only have I sinned and done evil in your sight, that you may be justified in your words and overcome when you are judged. For behold, I was conceived in transgressions, and in sins my mother bore me. Behold, you love truth. You showed me the unknown and secret things of your wisdom. You shall sprinkle me with hyssop, and I will be cleansed. You shall wash me, and I will be made whiter than snow. You shall make me hear joy and gladness. My bones that were humbled shall greatly rejoice. Proverbs chapter 10, verses 23 through 27. The blessing of the Lord is upon the head of a righteous man. It enriches him, and grief of heart will not be added to it. A man without discernment does evil things with laughter, but wisdom gives birth to discernment in a man. The ungodly man is carried about in destruction, but the desire of the righteous man is acceptable. The ungodly man is destroyed by the passing storm, but the righteous man turns aside and shall be saved forever. As an unripe grape is harmful to the teeth and smoke to the eyes, so is a lawless woman to the men who use her. 1 Corinthians chapter 8. Now concerning things offered to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. And if anyone thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. But if anyone loves God, this one is known by him. Therefore, concerning the eating of things offered to idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is no other God but one. For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we for him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and through whom we live. However, there is not in everyone that knowledge, for some, with consciousness of the idol, until now eat it as a thing offered to an idol, and their conscience, being weak, is defiled. But food does not commend us to God, for neither if we eat are we the better, nor if we do not eat are we the worse. But beware, lest somehow this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to those who are weak. For if anyone sees you who have knowledge, eating in an idol's temple, will not the conscience of him who is weak be emboldened to eat those things offered to idols? And because of your knowledge, shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died? But when you thus sin against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never again eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble. We really can't get away from the understanding of Christianity as community. Today, Paul is speaking about knowledge versus love. And he says that love is better than knowledge. If you have all the knowledge in the world but do not offer love to others, then there's no point. He uses the example of someone who is nervous about eating food offered to idols or other so-called gods. He says that perhaps you know that there is no such thing as other gods, and so you eat, knowing you're not doing anything wrong, but your brother, who is nervous about eating this food, he sees you and is scandalized. And being scandalized, you've hurt your brother. So if one's knowledge results in the harming of a brother, then knowledge is not helpful. Love never harms the brother. We ought to act out of love. What is the loving thing to do? St. Anthony the Great said, "Our life and our death is with our neighbor. If we gain our brother, we have gained God. But if we scandalize our brother, we have sinned against Christ." I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.